you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Dewey, Dewey. Nick Allen will be here in a little bit. PD Show.
Right,
oh, there's Nick.
He's right there.
He'll
be right now.
He'll be here. We got smoking with Santa. Santa visits our mom station down the hallway every Thursday or Wednesday or something like that. He always walks out when you guys are out there smoking, right?
Yeah. Did you see him today?
I did not.
He,
he
was here.
From me. He bummed a butt from me.
He made the like smoking
kids,
a
Santa
joint smokes, motion to PD and I a week ago.
Last week?
Well, I heard he did that.
Yeah.
He does smoke, though, because there's pipe. He smokes a pipe. You watch all Santa's
That's
cartoons.
Right.
Does
Santa
he still do that?
Santa's always smoked a pipe.
What? Does he still?
Probably
for
not.
Kids?
It's probably not good for you.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the old cartoon, Santa had a pipe.
Absolutely.
You know?
Santa
yeah.
vapes now.
Santa's full of kratom.
Santa's doing yeah. dabs.
Ooh. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Peppermint vape.
Craig Puss, good news. Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers, medically cleared to play.
Good news for Puss. Craig was not so excited. Puss had his Packer boner, man, hard. He thinks they're going to go to the Super Bowl
no,
now.
No, I don't. I said anything could happen. They could lose out. They could win out. Who knows?
Three games left. They're still in the playoff hunt.
I think they're going to beat the Vikings.
Well, don't worry about that. They have to play the Panthers first. They can't lose one game.
Yeah, they need all three of them.
They need all
they
three.
They really do.
Yeah.
But
no,
if they can only get one.
They're at the Panthers.
They're going to beat the Vikings and
knock you out of your
yeah, they're not going to get the home field advantage.
Is that game in Green Bay?
It is.
Yeah.
All those games
you can't
up.
Beat the depleted Packers. You suck.
Yeah.
Because their defense is depleted. Rodgers, he's a difference maker on offense. We know that. He's an incredible quarterback.
Well, yeah,
but they're if you can't beat them on their defense.
Oh, Rodgers is on a mission. To get the Vikings.
I'm still you
specifically
but you need
Anthony
to,
Barr.
You need
Let's
to score. Hope. You need to score on them. You can stop them. I think they'll have trouble getting past the Panthers, actually. The Panthers are pretty good.
Panthers are pretty hot right
and
now.
And it's there. It's in North Carolina, right?
Oh, yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see the Vikings beat the Packers, but my prediction is no.
Yeah, of the three they've got left.
Have you predicted the Vikings to win any game this year? I don't think you have. I don't think you're worse
That's
than
a
me.
Fair
you're
question.
Worse than you're worse than Craig and me when it comes to your
I
own team.
I think they stand a pretty good shot against
who? The Browns,
Cincinnati, and the Browns.
Okay,
because they're both at home.
They still play both of those.
Yeah, they got Cincinnati.
Wow. That's your
Packers, Browns?
That's weekend, I think. Oh. Then Packers, then Browns.
You guys are going to have home field. The Eagles are going to. Probably not win out.
They can't play the Browns the last game. Steelers are the Browns the last game.
Oh, Bears.
Bears.
Oh, got sorry. It. They already played the Browns.
That's right.
Yeah. You guys are going to, you'll be fine. You'll be a top two seed.
No. Now is the time to start embracing yourself. I get on the Minnesota Vikings family Facebook
How depressing
page.
Good
is
place
that
to get information.
Is that depressing?
Said,
yeah.
You said that
I know what
one.
That's like.
Because.
Is that like the Chiefs site?
Right. It's a bunch of, mostly younger people who you know, haven't been Packer Army Viking fans for 40 years.
Haven't had the heartbreak?
Yeah, and I tell you, prepare yourself. Brace yourself for the heartbreak.
Here comes the old man coming in here. He's going to hate on us.
Right, it's coming in the next few weeks. So be prepared to get your heart broken again.
You're probably right. You're probably right.
Yeah, because when's the last time they've been to a conference championship game?
You tell us.
With Favre.
With Randy Moss.
Against the Saints. What was that?
No, it was
five years ago?
Favre and the Saints. It might have been
4 years ago?
More like 10 years ago.
It was a while now.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Bounty Gate game.
Yeah, the Bounty Gate game.
What's the Broncos chat room look like now?
I don't know.
What are they? you stay off that.
Yeah, bunch of naked pictures of Elway.
Yeah.
That's right.
Silent.
Giggity.
They're all bitching about Elway.
Yeah.
No. Not this guy.
Oh, I see a lot of that.
Yeah,
remember
no.
When Elway did this.
Yeah. Have you seen that video?
The quarterback,
the Chief Raider game, upper bowl fight.
Huh?
It's out there. Somebody has it on their phone. there are Raider fans and Chief fans just swinging each other in the upper bowl. And if you've ever been in the upper bowl at Arrowhead, and I have, that's pretty...
You can fall down.
Right.
Steep.
Yeah. So one Chief fan gets cocked, and the other guy hits him, and he loses his balance, and he just rolls down five rows, you know? Because that's pretty steep.
Yeah.
You know?
It's lucky you stopped rolling.
You could die.
But it's out there on the social media, just these Chief and Raider fans just beating it, and these cops trying to stand in the middle, breaking everybody up. Just swinging at each other. You know they're all ripped.
We're worse. No, we're worse.
Bounty Gate was 2010.
7 years.
You know, 09 into 010 season.
Oh. We got some more details on the sexual harassment and assault charges filed against many NFL Network and some ESPN talent.
They're all suspended, but the president's still the president.
Right.
They are suspended, yeah.
Yes, yeah. And these are Hall of Fame guys. Marshall Faulk. Hall of Famer, Warren Sapp, a Hall of Famer. Donovan McNabb, not a Hall of Famer. This probably won't help.
Great quarterback.
Was a great quarterback. And the details.
Ike Taylor, not a Hall of Famer. Tugging it in the shower.
That's right, but he was aggressive. And Warren Sapp, what they've found out he did to this gal, this 51-year-old gal, apparently he came into a restroom while the plaintiff was preparing clothes. She was a wardrobe and makeup gal or something.
A different girl, because the one we saw was on camera, the blonde. This is a different girl?
No, okay. I think it's the same one.
No, that's same. Yeah,
all of them are coming from the same accuser.
Oh, really? I thought she looked like she was on camera.
Jamie Cantor.
Weren't there shots her on camera? She's a makeup girl?
That's the information I have, that she did wardrobe and makeup.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Maybe they had her on or something for a Thanksgiving special or something like that. I don't know.
Threw her a bone.
So she's in a restroom, which had apparently become a wardrobe room of some sort, and Warren Sapp had to use the bathroom, and so he was using the bathroom, and she said, "Get out of here," and he said, "Sorry, Mama, your office shouldn't be our..."
Our Esser?
Yes.
Okay, got it. So
which is funny to picture Warren
your
Sapp.
Your office shouldn't be our Esser. Okay, what's wrong with that?
I don't know.
That's not sexual harassment, is it?
I don't know.
Like if you whip it out and she's in the room,
that might be
the issue.
That's different. Yeah. I've heard that sexual harassment.
It's just funny to picture Warren Sapp with a can of chew and his gun. All right, sorry, Mama.
Yeah. Plus, do you want to be in the bathroom when Warren Sapp is taking a dump? No. I don't.
Oh, man.
I don't. No. That's got to be brutal.
And loud.
Yeah. I think I got audio of Sapp in the bathroom.
Probably sounds like a kid flailing around in a bathtub.
Didn't Sapp have some trouble a couple years ago
with some
hooker?
It was hooker trouble.
Yeah.
He didn't pay for that.
And they were not a. They were. They were rough.
They were beasts.
They were rough.
Yeah.
Was he still in? Was he?
No, he lost his job at that point.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Sports Illustrated, their cover this week.
I saw it on I haven't seen it in person yet because I don't get Sports Illustrated. But I saw it on TV. It just shows that characters, football little character cartoons, all triaged on the field.
Like basically what they're saying is that it's the star of the NFL season and it's injuries. And you think to yourself, well, I don't know about that. But Carson Wentz, Deshaun Watson,
Carson Wentz is ACL. That happens. That can happen. Anything.
Aaron Rodgers, Odell Beckham, David Johnson, J.J. Watt, Richard Sherman, Brandon Marshall, Greg Olsen, Ryan Shazier, Eric Berry.
Well, this is just because a lot of names.
I know,
that's down. That's the thing. Yeah, a lot of the stars.
There weren't any extra injuries?
No.
It's just a lot of big names.
Exactly.
What if all those guys on the cover like put that up on their wall in their office?
Right. Yeah,
I'm on Sports Illustrated.
Well, and Shazier,
I'm on
they
the crutches right there
on a cart.
I haven't seen
like,
it yet.
Reaching at his back.
Well, that
it, which is what I mean. Yeah, he has a back injury.
He grabs his back.
But
on the field,
I'm sure he's happy to see that one.
Yeah. I subscribe. Yeah. I haven't gotten
is
that
he still
issue
in the
yet
hospital bed.
Yeah. Yes, yes. And the NFL wants its players to know they sent a memo out to all 32 teams warning significant discipline for any contact, any sort of egregious actions with an official. And why, I guess? Well, much like the string of injuries to stars, there's been incidents with officials this year. Marshawn Lynch, Marcus Peters, Crabtree and Tlaib, Sean Payton.
Payton tripped Cleep Lakeman.
That's right. A Seahawks player trying to go in the stands, but there was conduct towards an official they didn't like. A Browns player pushed a guy. So the NFL's letting – and this could affect the playoffs, I guess, in some ways. The NFL's letting know, like, they're – look, you're on watch, and if there's anything we see is wrong, we're going to come down hard. And the precedent may be set on what they've done.
Right.
What they will do now, since now they've sent out this memo, may be even worse.
You can't mess with the refs, man.
No.
They're defenseless, and they're old. Cleet's old. Cleet is old. Cleet is might be in shape, but he's old. Don't hit Cleet. He's old.
Sean Payton.
And he's one of the younger guys. He's also one of the younger guys out there.
Yes.
At least white hats. There was a white hat in the Steeler game. Man, he was old.
Petey and I were talking.
Cleet, you're old.
Off the air. We think that. I think Cleet hits the weight room before he goes out in the field. Because he looks pumped up.
He probably has rubber bands. There's bands in there to pump up your muscles. You're on national TV. Why not show the
guns?
You
just got to do some curls, maybe a few push-ups.
He's joked about guys doing push-ups and stuff before they head out. But it's fun. When he's sitting in here, he just doesn't look as...
No, he's skinny.
He doesn't look as big as he does on TV.
He's a perfect example, since people that don't know Cleet in person. In person, he's thin. And that just shows you how much weight TV puts on.
Because
he's not fat on TV, but he doesn't look skinny on TV.
He does. And in here, he's not wearing a medium shirt.
Right. Yeah. No, he works out. We get that. Yeah. Pete, you're old.
Those shirts are very tailored.
No, he works out. We get that. But the fact is, he's more muscular on TV than he is sitting right here. But you're right, though. He's not wearing a tailored muscle shirt here.
Yeah. Well, actually, he's muscular in both places. He just doesn't flex here.
That's true. No, I know that. I'm just saying that he's a lot thinner in person than you think he would be, because TV just piles on the pounds, man.
Yeah. But if he's listening the next time he comes up here, I would like him to wear a form-fitting shirt.
So would I.
Yeah.
Just to check.
Mesh, too.
I mean, would it be breaking the rules if he wore his jersey?
Fair question. I don't know if they get to keep those.
I think he'd look pretty
Might be like a Masters jacket or something. You can't take it out of the stadium.
He had the jersey on when he was on Hoda and Kathy Lee, right? Didn't he have the jersey?
Yeah.
He had jeans and the jersey on, I believe. Yeah.
I would imagine it's his job to maintain his own uniform.
He sure
No, I think the ref crews have an equipment guy that travels with them, too, just like the team.
Probably.
Big semi-truck full of all their gear.
He travels with his own stuff.
I'm sure he takes
He actually goes to a uniform shop to buy that.
Of his own stuff.
He does. He goes to a uniform shop to get that. I'm sure they tailor him, you know.
Do they get locker space? I assume they
get have an official locker room.
Okay.
Typically. Most, especially modern NFL
stadiums.
Yeah,
he's seen Hockey League naked. Remember he told us that?
Oh, that's right.
You see, I hope he's hearing all this.
That's pretty lucky.
Live.
I'm just glad he was agile enough to not. I mean, I'm still laughing if he would have tripped.
I know.
If he would have tripped.
Yeah, we wouldn't have made fun of that at all.
Oh, man.
No, he's in shape for sure.
And he's a great official.
And he's a good dude.
Yeah.
And thanks for the tickets every now and again.
Yeah.
Remember
thanks for the tickets, right.
Remember the name Devin Hester?
I do.
Yes.
He had the most returns for touchdown than anybody. Yeah,
best returnman in the business.
20.
Yeah. Probably all time, man.
He's all time.
He's retiring. And, you know, I mean, typically if you got to ask, is somebody a Hall of Famer, they are not a Hall of Famer. But in his case, like I ask, is he a Hall of Famer? Because to me, he is, because of what he did
better
considerably better than anybody has ever done.
He was a specialist, but yeah, probably.
You know, Ray Guy got in.
Right.
You know? Kickers get in. They're the same thing as him. They specialize in one thing.
Yeah, man, this is more athletic. Yeah,
Devin Hester affected the game directly.
20 touchdowns.
Often. It's incredible to think of that. Familiar with NFL survivor pools? We've talked about those here before. Saw this on Outside the Lines. Federal agents seized the documentation and the cash. Are you guys in Ron and Mike's football pool at all?
No. I was in a guy named Ron's pool, but it's not the Ron you're probably talking about. I realize his name was Ronnie.
Yeah.
He ran the pool,
These guys could be in some pretty hot water if they can find documentation that they were receiving any sort of cash from these gambling activities. ESPN's figured out that the pools combined that Ron and Mike were running had more than 23,000 entries and with a collective value at about $2.5 million.
Wow.
Oh, we have a guy that runs a pool like that. Usually he has about 30,000 guys in it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A dollar a piece or something?
Oh,
so
no.
So what happened with these guys?
$100 a piece, so the winner takes home $3 million.
All you got to do is put a guy in there. Couldn't you just lie about a guy that has everyone right and say, we gave that guy the money and you just keep it? It'd be very easy to do.
You know, I suppose you're right.
Well, I mean, granted, the pool I was in was in, you know, it's a buddy of mine back east that runs it, and it's all these same guys all hanging out at the bar. There might be 70, 80 guys, but they all know who everybody is. But if you do an online poll with survivors, you could fake that in a heartbeat. Easily
you could
fake that.
You're right. I mean, a lot of them that I've been in have a full spreadsheet with everybody's picks each week.
Yeah, but that's not 30,000, not 20,000 people.
No. I've been in some big ones. So this is supposedly spread out over like four or five different pools. Some low ball ones, some higher roller ones,
not just
some
pick
second
a
half season ones.
Okay, just pick a winner. You have to pick a winner?
Some of these with the stakes, you were having to pick two winners.
All right.
Yeah, you only got a couple of days to get into your bowl pool because I think the Las Vegas Bowl is coming up this
week. December 16th. Okay. That's right.
It's right around the corner.
Now, the precedent on this with the feds seizing it and attempting to seize the money that they had put away, I guess, does exist. 5 years ago, they picked up a guy for he had 8,000 entries, a total of just under $1 million. They seized that money, but they haven't formally charged him with anything. He's gone through some diversion programs, and that money the state of Philadelphia just – or the state of Pennsylvania just took. They just took the money.
The poll I was in, since it was a single survivor poll, you know, you're out one loss. It, remember what happened the first week?
You lost?
No. The Chiefs beat the Patriots.
Oh, yeah.
Like 30 guys in that pool went out.
Half of the pool
right
went
away.
Out.
Yeah. Right away. Just muscular cleat.
It is.
Oh.
Did
hey, bud.
Did you hear our rap cleat?
Oh, I heard it all, boys.
By the way, the only reason I'm calling you old is because I'm older. You know that.
Well, yeah, I know. The nurse would made me finish my pudding here at the assisted living.
You said pudding. Okay. We had some questions. I didn't say this. Todd thinks you actually do some curls before you go out there.
Plus, your pudding probably has 25 grams of protein in it.
Todd says you do some... You're a dick, he said. Todd said you do some curls before you go out there, do you? I wouldn't admit that if I were you.
No, not really. Okay. But we do warm up, you know.
Yeah, you so, stretch out. You stretch out.
Yeah. Everything stretch and yeah.
And I know you can't.
Some effort to go.
Come on, some pull-ups, push-ups,
and you
something.
You cannot publicly talk about the Peyton thing, can you? I won't ask you then.
No, I can't.
Okay, that's fine.
Way to stay on your feet, though.
Still kind of on. It's an ongoing deal. So
yes, I don't want to get you in trouble.
Have you gotten your New Year's Eve assignment yet that weekend?
Yes.
Where are you going?
What are your last three games?
So I'm Cleveland this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm got the Jets following weekend, Christmas in New York, and then Denver with the Broncos.
Oh, Christmas in New York. That'd be fun. Christmas in New York's pretty cool. I want to ask you this. Have you ever been on the field anywhere near that Buffalo game, that kind of snow?
Mm. No.
I know. That was amazing.
Not, you know, there was a small college game I worked here, 100 years ago, up in North Dakota that was somewhat like it, but it was... At least they could clear the field.
Did you talk to any of those guys that did that game? Any of the refs that did that game?
I haven't yet.
Okay, I was wondering, how could they even see anything?
Right, the sidelines, you know? Yeah.
Man,
it's interesting because I was getting text messages from different people saying, I bet you're happy you're not in Buffalo right now. So I flip it over. I'm like, oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
I am.
No, that's just survival. That's kind of, how do you fish it? When you just kind of... Guess on spots, guess on lines, guess on everything, you know.
Run the clock.
Yeah, you can't even.
Run the clock.
Yeah, I would guess there's nothing fun about those games. It looks fun when we're watching, but you're probably not down there having fun.
No, but it does look fun. When they were sliding in that snow, it was just so deep, too. It was so deep, the snow was. All right.
I know.
All right.
Crazy.
All right.
So, all right, boy.
I'm glad you heard it. Thanks. Yeah. See ya.
Way to stay on your feet. All
right. Yeah, could you really blame the refs if like nobody ran out of bounds in this game? I don't know what happened.
No,
keep the clock running. Let's go.
It, man, you couldn't even see it. It
that game was over like before some games were in the fourth quarter.
Was it quicker?
Yes,
because I watched it. I watched a lot of it. I didn't realize how quick it was going.
Well, it was tough to pass first of all. So
right.
I mean, everybody's just running the ball.
Yeah.
This day in 1997, Charles Woodson, University of Michigan, became the first really like predominantly defensive player to win the Heisman Trophy,
right. Beat
out Peyton Manning. And I'm sure you remember where you were this day in 2003 when the great Jason White won a Heisman Trophy.
What do you do in the pros?
I don't even think he played at all. I don't think he even had a cup of coffee.
Coach somewhere or something now?
Yeah, I think he is a coordinator somewhere. And I bring both those up because the ratings for Saturday's Heisman are in. No.
Okay. who watches the ratings? Who watches the Heisman
Well,
Award?
Traditionally, it's that first weekend with no college football, no NFL football. So, you know, at least on Saturday yet. There'll be NFL football on Saturday this weekend. But you got the Army-Navy game, which I've always watched. And then you just kind of parlay that in. And, well, I guess I'll watch the Heisman Trophy presentation. But the ratings are down 12%, the lowest rating in Heisman Trophy broadcast history.
Yeah, well, there was no drama.
No.
And there are only three guys there, so you're only really attracting fans from those three teams.
And the people watching it are...
Yeah.
Nerds, nerd, 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 nerd,
nerd. Yay, sports!
And I haven't got a chance to read the whole piece, but the latest Sports Illustrated that I have is the one with Altuve and J.J. Watt on the cover. And there's a piece about a lot of ex-Heisman guys don't want to attend the ceremony anymore.
Why? I thought they had fun at that. I thought that's where the glory...
I thought
the glory days happened.
No, they don't
like
the
way... That's why I see Johnny Rogers in every photo.
The committee is operating anymore. They used to be a little more generous with money, and now they're not so generous with money. Apparently, they don't treat the ex-Heisman Trophy people very well.
Did you
see...
They give
them drink tickets?
Crotch was even quoted in that.
Crotch doesn't go back much?
I thought
he did. Okay.
He went back this year.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did see...
What, like Tim Brown is never going again?
They catch a... that's like a whiny club thing. Wah, whatever.
No, I think they're making a statement.
What are they supposed to be? Are they supposed to get more free swag when they go back? What are they bitching about?
They have to pay for the roast beef now.
Oh, I got it.
It's
like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You pay too much for your dinner or something like that.
No, I think it's something... You know, a lot of stuff I don't know what the name of the committee is. It's supposed to go toward scholarships.
Oh, they're afraid about where the money goes.
Right, and now
that makes sense.
Seems to be routed in a different direction.
I don't like that.
Better roast
That's
beef.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
By the way, did you see the TMZ called OJ? OJ still has a vote.
Yeah, sure he does.
He still has a vote.
Yeah.
And he's all bragging about it. I got a vote and I used it.
I don't think Reggie Bush has one, but OJ does.
OJ has a vote. OJ can vote.
Was he there?
Yeah. I don't think so. Why
not go back?
That's what they might have to do to improve the ratings in the future.
You bring OJ back.
OJ Simpson will be appearing. You put him right behind the guys who are nominated.
Yeah. You get that spot right behind.
Sit him next to Baker Mayfield's mom.
How you doing? I always love man on the street interviews, and especially when they're out of Alabama, they can be interesting. And MSNBC was covering the vote in Alabama, and they had somebody on who a lifelong Republican voter, and he wrote in Nick Saban.
Have you seen this guy? I think he's had Tourette's or something. I was watching it live, and he's something wrong with his. He was smiling like he was messing around the camera, but then I found that it looked like there was something wrong with him. Mentally deficient is what I'm trying to say. But he said he wrote it in.
Nick Saban. It's probably not the only write-in for Nick Saban.
There were 22,000 write-ins, wasted votes. I know Craig doesn't think they are, but they are wasted votes because a lot of them wrote in Nick Saban because they couldn't vote for Roy Moore because he's a alleged pedophile.
And they wouldn't vote.
And they would never vote for a Democrat. Yeah. Well, that's all it did was help Roy Moore.
Right.
And Roy Moore ended up losing.
Right.
But you got to pick somebody.
Did Auburn coach Gus Malzahn receive any rides?
Right. Yeah,
there's plenty of Auburn fans there, too.
I'd put his name down. He beat Alabama, right?
Yeah.
He deserves more than Saban.
Yeah. Alabama's going down! And you got to see this interview.
I'll check it out.
It's
today.
Weird, man. I think he's just awkward and strange as hell.
Just a Bama man on the street.
It was just really strange. So you can't make fun of the guy, but
he's the kind of guy Charles Barkley's talking about.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can make fun of the guy, but that's a meeting.
Yeah. Did his mom film it and it'll blow up on the internet?
You got to watch it. It's just crazy. I can't explain how weird it is, this dude. That it was on MSNBC. I saw it live yesterday. I'm thinking, what's wrong with this guy? Made all kinds of weird faces.
There have to be so many reporters that are happy they don't have to be in Alabama anymore. They're like, well, let's go.
Get out of here.
And I want to thank the majority, over half of you that voted the right way, because that was enough.
Yeah, that should not be a nail biter.
Right. Well,
that shouldn't have been.
This is what happens when people show up.
Yeah. When young people, minorities, and, just outnumber the Ditkas. Just outnumber the Ditkas, and they'll go away. Mm-hmm. They lose. If young people and minorities vote, and women, too, vote. We know the Ditkas. They're our age. They'll vote.
The alleged pedophile gave him a run, though.
Right. Yeah, he did.
That sounds weird, doesn't it?
Isn't it crazy? All right. I thought he was going to win. That's why I didn't watch it.
Hey.
Nick Allen with us. Jungle Jack Hanna later on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.